You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
John, we've already heard you talk about Cooper DeJean at safety, Johnny Wilson going up and getting the ball, and a little bit about the Browns pass rush. What was something else that you noticed at practice yesterday that piqued your interest?
Well, Jahan Dotson is also excellent. I just don't think that he has as much versatility within the offense as our gigantic Johnny Wilson. I think Jahan Dotson is going to get beaten out as our third wide receiver because Johnny Wilson is so versatile, so physically dominant, and now he understands how, like, as a receiver, how physically dominant he can be going up there and catching 50-50 balls all the time. This can be a thing. This could be anywhere on the field, the back shoulder it to Johnny Wilson thing. And I know this can be a thing anywhere on the field for any good receiver, but it feels a little bit like cheat mode when you're applying it to this guy.
Big, yeah.
He,
well, it's almost, it is, to your point,
it, here,
it is even unstoppable in a way. Like, if it's a certain height difference and the guy can't jump certain height, like, in a way, it is, if he's going to catch it, it's unstoppable in a certain way.
Yes, it feels like if the quarterback can throw it to the right spot consistently, and it's a huge spot, and you got a lot of room for error as you throw to that spot. But as long as you keep that spot up and away from that defender, Johnny Wilson's going to come down with the football. And I think we saw that during practice yesterday. It's not just against second teamers. It's not just with McKee at quarterback. Now you got Jalen Hurts throwing the ball, and he's going up and getting it. He's with the ones, and he's not just blocking in the run game in a 9-on-7 drill. He's out there with the starters. Now, A.J. Brown was hurt yesterday, so we don't know how much of this is real and how much of this is you know, just the situation, the circumstance in terms of injury. But I'm really encouraged, really encouraged. Now, the defensive side of things, the cornerback situation.
Yeah, Ja'Quarian Bennett, did you see anything from him? We haven't seen – he hasn't been here much, obviously.
Number.
Which didn't look good. The 49 is tough.
Is horrendous.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That needs to get changed in a hurry. I'm sure he hates that.
I'm sure as cuts happen, there's probably a chance that he can maybe improve that number, I would think, as the roster gets pared down or whatever, you know?
Well, yesterday there was a I think it's very clear that Ja'Quarian Bennett is going to be fighting with Adoree Jackson for that starting
spot. So you think it's Keeley as lost ground?
Keeley's played his way out of that starting competition.
Not tackling in that preseason game.
Yeah, that was tough.
Really, it did not really sit well with Vic. His cause. Yeah.
And look, it's a shame because you see these guys, John, where there's a real opportunity in front of them, and you want to see them go grab it. You know,
well, his is sort of dissipating, and you can see it in the way that they're rotating him through in practice. You know, that it's Adoree Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett, as far as I could see, that were rolling with the first group. Now, I didn't see all the reps because, again, they were concurrently running some of this. All these things, the offense and the defense were on separate fields. But, man, the defense, in my eyes, what I took from yesterday, Jihad Campbell was a real problem for the Browns, to where they were holding him a lot. And no, the refs weren't calling it tight, so they were getting away with it. And I could see that he was getting frustrated. Cooper DeJean looked extremely comfortable in our base as a safety. And we should, I believe, expect to see him as the guy who's back deep next to Reed Blankenship when we're in base. You know, when it's first down and it's the first play from scrimmage on September 4th, I think chances are good that with Vic Fangio trying to defend against the deep ball, if you've got two deep safeties standing there, it's going to be Reed Blankenship on one side and Cooper DeJean on the other. That's if we're in our base 3-4. Now, if whoever we're playing comes out with three wide receivers in their zebra package, then we will match that with our nickel package, meaning we'll take one of our linebackers off the field. We'll move Cooper DeJean up there to replace a linebacker, and he becomes the nickel. That's what I saw them do in practice yesterday, and it seems like it makes sense that that's going to be reflected in the way we look on September 4th.
No, we've been kind of theorizing that and all that. 215-592-9494. If you have any questions for John on what he saw or any certain players, if he got a chance to see them yesterday, of course, we'll take those questions. And what's top of mind with you for the Eagles right now as we are today's Thursday. We're exactly 3 weeks from today. How about that? 3 weeks from today, the Eagles and Cowboys will
square. You mean 3 weeks
up
from John's birthday?
That's John's birthday is 3 weeks from today, too. How about that? What a fun thing, by the way. Like, what a cool birthday to start. They're raising a banner on your birthday, man. Like, that's a pretty neat thing.
It was usually like the start of school.
Yeah.
It was usually the first game-ish.
Especially when you were playing, because it's gotten back. Like, this is early for now, but when you were playing, they used to play around now a lot more, you know, around 24th.
Yeah, Labor Day.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Couple pieces of audio that annoyed me. For different reasons. Lane Johnson, you'll hear this audio. It's annoying, but I don't blame him. Like, I get it. I think something we've all been expecting, you know, Lane's not going to play forever, right? Well, he told us that. Here's Lane Johnson.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you know, you're getting to live or, you know, life that's, you know, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and, you know, and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But, no, I'm definitely looking, you know, next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next and really evaluate it. But, yeah, if we win it all this year, it could be, you know, last
year.
You never know.
Wow. Look, I
That hits hard.
Right, dude. I told you it was going to annoy you. Like, I heard that and it was like, man, like I felt it. I felt it in my soul when I heard that audio. And it looks similar to what Zach Wheeler said recently, you know, where he's like, my contract's up. Goodbye. I'm out. Ben, like the Lane thing, look, we didn't think Lane was going to play forever. We know at some point, you know, he's going to retire, but it's so hard to think about when he is, you know, all pro level year after year and has not slowed down. And in some cases, maybe he's gotten better. But yeah, man, like we're starting to head towards the end of the Lane Johnson thing, and it could be as quick as this year. I mean, I think that's pretty jarring.
If they win it all.
Yeah, which, look, we'll take the title.
Yeah.
But that's pretty jarring. You know, that's pretty jarring. I think we all, like, we know that we're starting to get towards that point, but I just think we kind of put it at the back of our minds because he's so great. And he never has really talked about it like this specifically, this declaratively. Or, you know, so not the best audio here. But look, I understand it more.
I wonder how much training camp played
a
role
point.
In
like,
that
he's just
answer.
Like, this sucks.
And like he had a rest. I'm assuming
maybe
it was
has the winning the
yesterday.
Super Bowl, the fun of the season. He's like,
because
oh,
he's like,
great.
Yeah, you forget. I feel like he was essentially saying you forget how hard it is when you're in
that's
it. And I will
point,
say, like, it has been a hot training camp out there.
That's
and
a
I'm
really
not
good
even
point.
In pads, so.
I'm gonna hope that his, you know, just being in it right now is influencing how he feels. Because look, we'll take Lane as long as he can say. And obviously, you want these guys to retire when they want to retire and take care of their bodies and leave while they can. And I get it. Like I will not begrudge Lane whatever, whenever, you know, he has given so much to this city and to this team. And obviously, but still it was a little jarring.
Definitely. Jarring.
All right. One more piece of audio that's jarring in a different way. Let's flip to the other tackle. Our two tackles just popping off. Jordan Mailata was asked about kind of, was kind of beaten pretty badly by Myles Garrett yesterday from all the reports. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about 40 minutes. He'll tell us what he saw on that front, but definitely did not seem like a great day for Mailata. And it seems like, has it been a bit of a hampered training camp from him, from all the reports we've gotten, hasn't looked his best at times. And we're only, I know he says we're halfway into training camp or whatever, but we're like, we haven't even gotten close to the start of the season yet. I don't love hearing Jordan Mailata talk. I know the players get banged up and all that, but listen to Mailata talking about everyone's got an injury already. We're already all hurt. Here's what Mailata said.
Speaking of which, it looked like you were dealing with some things yesterday. You were down in the crowd. I mean, what was that?
I think we all, at this point in camp, we're all just carrying injuries. It's been a very physical camp. It was nice to see some fresh faces this week and, some new looks. But, I'm not the only one that's going through camp carrying, still little nags and little injuries here and there. You know, that's when you got to sacrifice that free time to be doing rehab or treatment to be able to come back out in the paddock and keep pushing.
Week 12, he says that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Everyone's carrying injuries deep in the season. I mean, week 8 even. It's like, all right, we're starting to get halfway through the season. I get it. You're getting nicked up. You got to power through. It's week 3 of training camp. We're talking about everyone's nicked up. Everyone's beat up already.
We're all carrying.
Is anyone else concerned about that? Like, I don't love.
No, it's concerning. So I'm glad he was asked that because, like I said, like me and Elliot, like a lot of the beat reporters will like stand and watch training camp and their 11-on-11s team drills together. And Jordan Mailata has had moments where like he doesn't look like, and it's not just him. It's as he mentioned, it's a lot of guys. Looked a little like slow to get up a little, but it is extremely hot out there. It has seemingly been a very tough camp. And I guess it's, we have to weigh, because remember there was a time when we're, wondering if the Eagles were practicing hard enough. And I can't confirm. Yeah. They're certainly practicing really hard out there. Mm-hmm. But I was glad he was asked that because we were kind of like, is Jordan Mailata okay out there? Like he looks like he's a little sluggish, a little hurting a little bit. And it is concerning to hear him say, like, yeah, I mean, who isn't carrying an injury in training camp?
Exactly.
The season hasn't even started,
That's when
dude.
They play games, and they're like, oh, well, football players are beat up during the season. I mean, Ben, does that concern you? You hear that audio from my lot? Just to, like, feels a little beaten up already, man.
He's 6'8", 385.
Yeah. So you're saying he's going to just have to, deal with stuff because he's so big.
Running up against a Volkswagen every play.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
There you go. Look at Ben.
I'm just saying, matter of fact. I'm just saying. There's a reason they only play one game a week.
No, that's true. Look, you're right. I just, again, if it's coming, a few weeks into the season, I feel better. It's like I don't love Jordan Mailata heading into the season.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I get it, though. I get it. Look, maybe he's, it was a particularly tough day of practice, and he's feeling it, and he's just, saying it. We'll see.
I think they're all feeling it.
I think they're all feeling it,
comments to Jordan's, I think that we are at a point in training camp where these guys are really beat up.
It happens in everything. You could do all the different training you want for spring training or for preseason games in hockey or what. No matter what you do, once you get to that spring training or the workouts for football, it's completely different. All bets are off because your body isn't used to reacting like that every day. And you can train. I think I trained as hard as anybody in the off season. I got my body in the best position to go to spring training. But once you get down there and you're catching all those repeated bullpens and doing drill after drill after drill, it's completely different. Being in the weight room and being out on the field is a completely different animal.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Completely different.
Yeah, no, it's going to be and look, just in a general sense, I mean, going to the Super Bowl, playing deep into February, yes, having that type of, it is harder to turn it back around quickly and get your body ready and all that stuff. It's a shorter off season, all that type of stuff. There's a reason it's really hard to repeat. It's really hard to go back to the Super Bowl the year after there. It's all that stuff. And they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Like, it is possible, and I hope it's not, but it is possible we're seeing wear and tear of this 3-year run start to build up. But then you look at a team like the Chiefs or the Patriots and what they were able to do. You hope the Eagles can push through.
So the second practice is going on against the Browns, right? They're playing the Browns again.
Yeah.
And all eyes will be on the Eagles offense today because seemed like it wasn't great yesterday. I saw Sirianni say that yesterday the offense kind of was a little bit out of sync.
A little bit of a slog.
Yeah, a little bit of a slog. I think that's a fair way to say it. And, Hugh, I feel like it's been a little bit of a slog the entire training camp. So today is the 14th, or yesterday was the 14th practice that has been open to the media. We've been at a lot of those practices, right? Mm-hmm. And we've seen the Eagles practice a good amount so far this summer, as has all the beat writers, including Elliot Shore Parks. And we love having Elliot on. He's going to join us coming up in a little bit here. But, Hugh, I did something last night, because you ever see things, but then you don't add them all together? It's like you see one thing there, you see one thing here, you see, okay, so you put it all together at the end.
Yeah.
Hugh, I was going through last night Elliot Shore Parks' grades for Jalen Hurts. We know he does his grade every day, right? He gives Jalen Hurts a grade every single day for his practice performance. And, Hugh, I would say, when it comes to Jalen, I would say Elliot is more of a fair or easy grader than he is a hard grader. Like, I don't think he's I think he's evaluating it what he is, but I think he's not going hard on Jalen, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a Jalen guy. So I went through the grades just to kind of get a glimpse of what we have experienced and what Jalen's doing out there over the last, 14 practices to start training camp. Hugh, Jalen Hurts is not having a great training camp. I mean, it's pretty clear from anyone it's fair from my eyes. I haven't seen him have a great training camp. We only see so much. Then I look at what all the beat writers are saying. They're out there every day. We talk to Elliot like three times a week, and I see his grade every single day. So let me give you the grades that Elliot has given Jalen Hurts for the first 2 weeks of training camp. You ready for these?
Yes.
A B, A, C, C minus, B minus, D plus, C plus, B minus, A, B plus, B, B minus, A, C minus. There are more C's and D's than there are A's. If you average it out, it's like a C. It's like he's been average so far this training camp. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, is this a big deal? I mean, he's the Eagles quarterback. In a lot of ways, he's a huge part of what goes on here. I think there's an anticipation they're going to have to throw more this year. And last year, he was great in training camp, and it led to him having an efficient season and doing what he did at the end, and he won the Super Bowl. Hugh Douglas, when I say to you, and I think pretty fairly, he's not having a great training camp, is that a big deal to you?
You know what, Joe, to be honest, I don't think so. Because I think there's a lot of layers to this story. And if we're being honest about it, I think a lot of it has to do with there's somewhat a weight that has been lifted off his shoulders. I think that going into this training camp, when you look at Jalen, he's a little bit more jovial. He's a little bit more talkative. And it looks to me, outside of what we get a chance to see at practice, like he's in a good space. That might be because the pressure's off, because
sure,
he won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But I still feel like his branding and his messaging is still the same.
So I agree with that. But what I'm trying to figure out is, why is he not playing at a high level in training camp? So here's what – to me, he's at a stage of his career. He's not young anymore. He's not old, but he's not young, right? Mm-hmm. Like, first, second, third-year player has some ups and downs in training camp. I kind of just, whatever. It's training camp. You're working on things. Maybe there's a new route they're throwing in, new play call. I kind of brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Caleb Williams is struggling at training camp. Well, he's still trying to figure out what he is as a quarterback. He's in his second year.
Yeah.
Not great, but whatever, okay? Jalen Hurts is in year six of his NFL career. To me, we should be at the stage where it's pretty consistently solid most days at camp. And I understand there's things that go on, and they do have a new coordinator. I thought at this stage of his career, he would be pretty good every single day at training camp, and it seems like that's not the case. 215-592-9494. The reason I bring this up is everyone has told me the entire offseason he's about to go to a different level, right? Like that he's about to evolve to a different level. And I think that's important for the Eagles. He needs to evolve to a different level and be consistently excellent. I think he has the ability to do that. But so far in training camp, it's a lot of C's and C pluses I'm seeing when it comes to Jalen Hurts and how he's evaluated each day.
I feel, Joe, like there's a lot that they're working on conceptually. And that has been basically said. They basically said as much when they were talking about it with him. We had a chance to talk to Landon. They were talking about there's a lot of things that we're working on, trying to get to different looks and everything. I think that's what this camp is being, trying to expand Jalen's mind and his ability to get the ball to other playmakers. So with that being said, you're going to try different things, and a lot of times the way you're trying to might not work. Again, it's hard to glean, even for Elliott and the rest of the pundits that are out there. Unless you're in practice, it's hard to glean what exactly the Eagles are trying to do and accomplish. Now, I know that leads to potentially getting off to a slow start.
And I don't want that.
I understand that. But look at the flip side of this. The defense has looked pretty darn good outside of the secondary woes that we have.
Well, I'm,
the front seven
yep.
look like they're ready to roll.
So I'm glad you brought that up because as I was thinking about this morning, Hugh, because I went through everyone Elliott's grades last night. I felt like a professor. I was like doing the GPA, like averaging this thing out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, how much of this is he's facing the Eagles' defense, right? He's facing Vic Fangio every day. He's facing Jalen Carter every day. I think that's a fair thing to bring up, right? He's facing his own defense. Yesterday, he wasn't facing his own defense, right? The Cleveland Browns are here. And I know the Cleveland Browns have Myles Garrett, but the Cleveland Browns are not a good football team. And they're
got a good defensive front, though.
Good front, but I would say overall, it's probably not going to be a top 10 defense. Right?
Yes.
They have one great player, but the rest, we'll see what they have. Elliott was on with you guys yesterday. You and TK in for me yesterday. Here's what Elliott said on our show yesterday about the practice he just witnessed and how the offense looked.
The offense was really what held them back. If you want to visualize what today looked like, envision last year's win over the Carolina Panthers, where the defense got the job done and the offense kept the opposing team in it. I thought Jalen had probably his worst day of training camp so far. I had him down to 16 of 24, two touchdowns, one interception. But it's a day where the stats don't tell the story. He could have easily had three or four interceptions. Some people will say he had two. I thought on the second one he was sacked before he threw it. But overall, not a good day.
I mean, Elliott laid it out there. He compared it to the Panthers game last year. That's not giving me a lot of confidence. I want to see Jalen Hurts play better the rest of the camp, but I do think this is a big deal. And you know, Elliott tracks all this stuff, right? We bring him on all the time to talk about what he sees, our eyes and ears at camp. Because it's not like the old days. I mean, we've gotten a chance to be there a lot. Today we're at McGurk's in Lionville. But it's not like the old days where all of us or a lot of us get to go to watch these practices. A lot of people went to the open practice. That was awesome. But for the most part, Elliott is our eyes and ears. And any other beat writer out there you read or pay attention to, and they're all pretty much in the same boat. It hasn't been a dominant camp from Jalen Hurts. Elliott sent me this number. We're going to have Elliott later in the show. Hurts touchdowns through 14 practices. Okay? Last year, 21 touchdowns through 14 practices. The year before, 15. The year before that, 22. So his two best seasons, the years the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, he was at over 20 touchdowns at this point of training camp. 2023, where he struggled, the team fell apart. He was at 15. This year, he's at 12. I understand it's all practice. I do think it's a big deal, though. They're going to rely on him more. They're going to have to throw the football more likely than they did last year, most likely more than they did last year. And I think this is a big deal. 215-592-9494. We appreciate the audio there from Louis Coco, who is in for Alex, who's in for Kyle right now. Alex called a little late this morning, Hugh, so Louis Coco kind enough to hang back.
Shout out to Louis Coco. Who was late this morning?
Alex Call.
Hey, Alex, if you're listening to the show, you ought to be a damn shame to yourself, man. Your ass to work on time.
All right, we'll talk to Alex when he gets there. We appreciate Lewis back in the
studio. How you doing?
And Vonnie, who has helped with the audio. So we have a whole team back there helping us out.
You ain't going to allow me to kill Alex?
Well,
at this point?
I figure we'll do it more when he gets here.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we'll put him on trial.
Alex, we about to hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah, that's
bro.
What we do around here. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. All right, is it a big deal that Jalen Hurts is not having a great training camp? And by all accounts, he's not. I would say it might even be a stretch to say he's having a good training camp based on all the reports out there. And I've said it, you know, in the practices we've gone to, it feels to me like he's just looked off. You know, he's held the ball a lot. They've taken a lot of, you know, quote unquote sacks because no one touches him. But the ball, it's not. There's not been a rhythm to the passing game that I've seen when we're out there. And everyone else that's out there says similar things. Is this a big deal? Yes or no? Elliott Shure Parks, listen to him on the afternoon show, not pulling any punches, describing what he saw at training camp with the Eagles-Browns joint practice.
Today was a blowout by the Browns. Like,
wow.
The Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles. And I thought there was a stretch of practice today that really kind of showed what the day was like. So
The first one, Joe Flacco versus the Eagles' first-team defense. Jerry Jeudy beats Quinyon Mitchell for about a 15-ish, 20-yard slant over the middle, takes it in for a touchdown. So that's on one field. Then on the field next to that, the Eagles' first-team offense is going against the Browns' first-team defense. Jalen Hurts drops back, throws it to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, knocked out by Denzel Ward, incomplete. Back to the other field. Joe Flacco drops back. Touchdown to Njoku in the front corner of the end zone. So that's a touchdown. Then the Browns go for two. They get that with some trick play where they had like a double reverse and the guy ran it in. The Browns were the better team today. They outplayed the Eagles, and I thought they brought more energy than the Eagles did. Like, I have seen the Eagles practice against the Browns 2 days in a row. It happened in 2023. 2023, I thought the Browns won day one, but the Eagles came back in day two and dominated that second practice. I thought the Eagles would come out today with a better performance, and they did not have a better performance.
Hit the music.
I love Elliot, man.
August 15th.
Live your truth, El.
We are sinking. All right, let's... So yesterday we had a discussion about Jalen Hurts specifically, right? This is now more about the team. And yesterday my point was, Jalen's not having a good camp. This is a big deal to me. I want him to be playing better. They're going to need him to play well. And then people, you know, gave their opinions on Jalen in particular. Hugh, what do you make in general, right? So in general, training camp. And the joint practices are, and when they really do the 11-on-11, it's the closest thing we get until the regular season, right? Because they don't put the starters out there in the preseason
totally
games.
I agree.
So yesterday, and I want to make sure, because we had a caller yesterday, Hugh, that said, well, you're just using Elliott's opinion. There's other people out there. So I want to read one thing and then give your take. Brandon Lee Gouton, Eagles training camp practice notes. Browns dominate the day. I saw also Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. You were on his podcast, weren't you? Didn't you on Jeff's podcast?
Yeah, we made friends.
Oh, good. That I like that. Jeff McClain wrote this in his column this morning. Quote, I don't want to make a bigger deal out of practice than necessary. The Eagles have done a pretty good job the last several seasons despite having some of their lighter camps in the NFL. They've won without playing their starters in the preseason. But scrimmages with other teams have foretold how their seasons would go since Nick Sirianni became the head coach. The Eagles mostly dominated the New England Patriots a year ago. They had mixed results against the Browns and Colts in 2023. They outplayed the Browns and Dolphins in 2022. And they were better than the lowly New York Jets in 2021. So Brandon Lee Gouton from Bleeding Green Nation says Eagles got dominated yesterday. Jeff McClain says something very similar to what Elliott always says, which is that the joint practices have kind of told the story of what's to come. When they dominate them, they dominate the season. When they struggle a little bit, it's been more of a slog. So make sure everyone knows it's not just Elliott saying this. Other people are there. Very similar people, you know, very similar reporters saying the same thing at a camp. Hugh, how much does this all matter? Does the way the Eagles look in training camp matter?
And I want to throw another person's name out there. Sal Palantonio.
There you go.
Was reporting that as well. The Eagles struggled in practice yesterday.
It was pretty, yeah, to everyone there, it was pretty much the same.
I look at it like this. There's a lot that goes on in these practices that we are not privy to. To be totally honest, and that's not an excuse, that's just what it is. And you have to understand where the Browns are coming from. The Eagles are here, as I you know, use visual aids on a radio show.
Well, for the you people.
Yeah, for the you people. The Eagles are here. The Browns are trying to get to the Eagles' level.
So, and they're far away.
they're far away. Yeah. But I will tell you this. When we were starting our journey to become a relevant team, the Philadelphia Eagles, that is, not the Jets, but you go into seasons and you use certain teams as measuring sticks, mm-hmm. you know, to see where you are and see how much better you can be. That's what the Eagles are now. I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that the preseason doesn't matter, but I will say this. There's a lot that happens in the preseason and in these practices that are not scripted. They're not game planned for. And so it's one of those things where you look at it, and the fans want to know what's going on at practice. And that's Elliott's job. That's Sal's job. That's every writer out there's job is to tell the people what they see at practice. And they do a great job of doing that. But I'm here to tell you, as a former player, a lot of times these practices aren't game plan. And a lot of times they want to see how players act or respond in adverse situations. You know, some of it's probably just – you know, hey, let's just let them play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to run some stunts in this drill. We're not going to tell you when they're happening. Because they try to simulate live action as much as they possibly can. So I'm not, that's not me saying that it's not important. That's me telling you that there's a lot that is not prepared for in these practices.
So I understand that. And it's a small sample, right? It's not a full game. They go, I think there was like 5 or 6 periods of 11 on 11. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get a couple of bad ones or you have a bad block or someone throws a pick and then the whole thing looks bad. I get that. I would feel better, though, if the Eagles beat up the Browns yesterday. Like, the Browns are supposed to be bad. In fact, I this is a week where there's a lot of joint practices around the NFL, right? The teams that are playing each other this week, a lot of those teams will do the joint practice.
Yes.
One of them that's going on this week, around the same time as the Eagles, is there's a Dolphins-Lions game this tonight or tomorrow, whatever, right? So they did a joint practice, and mm-hmm. I was reading about that practice. And if you just look at those two teams, you would think, all right, the Lions are a Super Bowl contender, Dolphins not so much. It played out that way. I was reading all the reports this morning. It was like the Lions just dominated the Dolphins. They crushed them. Their defense looked good. Goff looked good. Now, again, doesn't mean that that's going to play out that way during the season, but that's what you'd expect. The Lions should beat the crap out of the Dolphins. They're better. We didn't get that yesterday. And I guess, for me, my antenna is up. I'm not trying to say the Eagles season is canceled or Jalen Hurts is going to have a good season, but my antenna is up. I just want someone that's there every day. Jeff McClain, Brandon Lee Gowton, Shiel Kapati, I like them all. Elliott's our guy here. Someone to tell me the Eagles look great. Jalen Hurts looks great. They're firing all cylinders. Nobody's telling me that. So does this matter? I think for everyone it probably matters a different amount. But yeah, it matters. The Eagles are getting ready to defend their championship. They have questions. And it seems like a lot of their question marks, passing game, corner, safety, edge rusher, they remain questions as we get close to regular season. And by the way, 3 weeks from today, we're reacting to the first game. There's not 6 weeks to go. We're not far away from the start of the regular season here. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on all this? As the Eagles, as you heard, got blown out by the Browns yesterday.
I'm appalled that Hugh Douglas is trying to sugarcoat this.
A company man?
Blown out by the Browns, Joe?
Blown out.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to recover from this. It's a disaster.
Cancel the season?
I'm starting to have some serious concerns. Mm. But honestly, like I do find it funny that when we hear stuff about how they're not playing well, I think a lot of people tend to go, "Wow, you know, whatever, it's just training camp, don't matter, you know." But if they were playing well, people would be revved up, ready to go for the season. Like, oh man, the offense is smooth. This is great. Yep. Jalen's picking up the stuff from the new offensive coordinator. Like, I think people would be happy. I'm with you. Like, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to I would rather hear that they look good.
Yeah. And I do think it's, you know, you could take this with a grain of salt. You could say it's only been 4 years or 5 years of sample. Jeff, in his Inquirer column, wrote the same thing Elliott says us all the time. The years their practices have looked better have been the years they've gotten to the Super Bowl. The years they have been more choppy in training camp, 21 and 23, are the years they have not been as great. I mean, that resonates to me. That the years they have been more buttoned up in training camp tend to end up the years they ended up in the Super Bowl with Sirianni. Again, it's only 4 years. If this plays out over 10, that's a larger sample. But, Hugh, I at least think that's interesting, that the years they've looked better in camp under Sirianni, it's worked out that they've had great seasons. And the 2 years where it's been more like this, it hasn't been as great.
Can I say this without being accused?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Because this is the reality.
No, go ahead.
Think about it like this, and this is not an excuse. This is just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Let me write this down.
The Eagles training their off season wasn't as long as the Cleveland Browns, right? So the Browns are coming in probably a little bit fresher. Not an excuse. This is a fact.
No, I think this is real. Yeah,
and I remember before training camp even started, we would have conversations, Joe, and I said I would not be surprised if the Eagles got off to a slow start. And I forgot what you said exactly, but you was like, that would be unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
Because of the schedule that we have.
Well, so, yeah, but the schedule's hard early on.
But that's the reality of it. Yeah. Just think about it like this. Mm-hmm. And again, this is not an excuse, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be killed on YouTube and you people about making excuses.
Come on, get them.
They just got their Super Bowl rings like 4 days before they went to training camp. That was the mantra going in. Hey, put it behind you. Like, you're trying to get, what, 70 people, 80 people, 90 people to all row in the same direction?
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of guys that row in that direction, but then you're going to have some guys that are still trying to to get caught up.
So am I? So what do we do if in 3 weeks, 20 days from now, they come out flat against the Cowboys?
They're not losing to the Cowboys.
Well, I don't think so either.
But
the Cowboys are better than the Browns.
But
the Cowboys, right? We know that.
But
they have a real quarterback.
We'll see.
But it might be a slog. I can't wait to see Shaq run down the street in this dress that he said he gonna wear. Because he wearing that dress.
Yeah, I would like not to see that. It's just me.
If anybody knows Shaq, clip this and send it to him. Big fella, you wearing a dress. You're going to wear that dress because that's what you want to do. And we're going to make your wish come true. Because you said what he said twice. He said something about wearing a dress. So, yeah. Big dog, we're going to put you in a dress because they're not losing the Cowboys now.
Excuse
me. It might be a little bit of a slog. Because they might get off to a slow start.
Yeah, I need a win in that game. But they're
going to get a win.
All right,
they're going to get a win.
Kyle said something. I think I said something similar towards the end of the show yesterday, specifically about Hurts. If Hurts or the offense were lighting it up, I think it's hypocritical to say it doesn't matter when I think the reaction would be, look how good they look. They're going to be the best team in the NFL again. Jalen's going to take that next step.
You idiots, best quarterback in the league.
What we saw at the end of last season, the Super Bowl and title game, that was just the beginning. But now it doesn't matter because they're not playing well. Again, it's the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they might be the worst team in the sport. I like Joe Flacco, but let's be real. I mean, Joe Flacco should not be moving the football in the Eagles defense. He's 40. Yeah. His kid said he's trash. Richie, follow him in the bathroom. I mean, like,
you know, football's back when Hugh Douglas is trying to sugarcoat a blowout.
Did you hear,
Ellie? Can we hear the beginning again? They got blown out by the Browns, Hugh.
Today was a blowout by the Browns.
We need to say that as a drop. Today was a blowout by the Browns. All right, 215-592-9494. Does training camp matter? I mean, yesterday we spoke about Hurts specifically, but just in general, the Eagles didn't play well in the joint practice against the Browns. According to everyone, not just Elliott, does it matter? It does matter to me. Now it's levels of mattering, right? It doesn't matter as much as a week 5 loss to the Broncos. It does matter. I want the Eagles to look as good as they can at all times, and right now, they're clearly not where they need to be. He was trying to give us perspective. We call it excuses here.
Sugarcoating a blowout, dude. Yeah. A blowout, Douglas.
Again, it wasn't close. You can't say it was a play or two here or there. It was a blowout.
Man, listen, the one thing that I know not to do
blowout
is when we get like this
uh-huh.
to push back too much because it's just going to get ridiculous.
Well, look, you know what? Maybe this will be the turning point, just like the Browns game last
year. Last year, the turning point, and they go off and they run the table.
Sirianni.
Southbound and down.
When did the Eagles season turn around in 2025? Well, the blowout to the Browns in August, of course.
You got to admit, though, that was a strong take.
I love it. When I heard it, it hit. They got blown out today. Of course, Elliott with his reaction to practice.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is a Hurts day, and, you know, I feel like this is an important meeting for us here, you know, at the station, but also with you. You are listening as part of the WIP Afternoon Show community. We have been talking about the quarterback lists all summer, right? It's been good for content. We talk about it.
A lot of lists out there.
A lot of lists. And, you know, I am partially responsible for talking about the lists. You know, I think we all are. We've all, oh, here's a new list. I think it's super interesting. I think it's fun. But it has taken a very sad, very sort of like disconcerting turn. I heard this on the morning show the other day.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history of
the
playoffs.
How many points?
33 points or whatever at halftime. Like, he's a loser. And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset. So I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No,
it's so dumb. I can't even take it seriously
James. Anymore. Me. All right.
Made a lot of sense there.
Well, here's what's happened. There's too much whining and crying about every quarterback list when it comes out. It doesn't matter. We won the Super Bowl. Acting like James is acting, crying about Justin Herbert being higher on some list, voted on by 50 guys he doesn't even know, makes us sound pathetic. Imagine how we look to the rest of the country. We won the Super Bowl, and here we are crying about what Cam Newton says. Who cares? Here's the deal. The reality is, he's kind of hard to rank. That's it. He's hard to rank. Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. He also didn't have a great year last year passing the football, so people don't know where to put him. You know, so we get people like Cam. But what happens is, we get people like Cam Newton saying he's not even top 10, and then we have people like James Seltzer saying he's the best quarterback in the league and throwing, having a mental breakdown when every list doesn't go where he wants. Like, yeah. It's a psychosis. So what I have, Ike, is a pledge for us all to take. I am taking the pledge. I'm putting my hand on... I don't know. I don't have anything to put my hand on. Put my hand. I am an Eagles fan. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list, no matter where Justin Herbert is, wherever Josh Allen is. It doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl. That's the pledge. So I'm asking you at 215-592-9494 if you will take the pledge. I don't want to look pathetic like this anymore. Ike, are you willing to take the pledge?
Of course not. Of course not. And when the disrespect continues...
Oh, my God!
We will address it.
No.
We will address it.
You can't have a... People are having meltdowns.
That was a little much.
It's, I don't care! Justin Herbert is a loser! Who cares? Yeah. I couldn't even pick Justin Herbert out of a lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we have, even though we are defending champions, we still have somewhat of a inferiority complex.
Yes, but we got to get rid of it.
We're trying to.
We're the big dogs.
We're trying to, but part of it, I think part of it is what our identity is. We've sort of embraced that identity of being the city that gets disrespected, gets overlooked, and The guy went out and won the Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
And it's almost like he's begrudgingly put in the top 10.
But who cares?
You know, what we do?
It's worth talking about. But like, yeah. So this NFL 100 list, right? Mm-hmm. We have no idea where Jalen's going to be. But by the way, I don't know if he's even on the list. But I don't care if he's the seventh or sixth. It's fun to talk about. But if everyone's going to cry like this, I have respect for my city. We're the big dogs now.
Yeah.
We won two Super Bowls, been to three in the last 7 years.
Right.
Best franchise in football.
Yeah.
Worth $8 billion.
Yeah.
We're going to build a new state. Like, come on. We just can't melt down like this. It doesn't matter.
Listen, the meltdown, you got a point there. Listen, I love Seltzer, but that's a little much. That was a little much. But I'm going to tell you this, though.
Yeah.
That's born out of frustration. Because you know what? He tunes in from 2 to 6 like everybody else does in this city.
Yes.
And they hear from YouTube.
But what do I even say?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's all lumped in there together. The disrespect is lumped in there together. And if more people just praise Jalen Hurts and gave him his credit, then we wouldn't be sitting here trying to defend our quarterback. That's all it really is us.
And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays.
All he does is win every game. Jack, will you take the pledge?
No.
Why? Come on.
No, absolutely not. Because if he's too high, I'm going to complain about it. Are you kidding me?
He goes the opposite way.
What are you talking about? Absolutely not.
Not taking no pledge.
They always say, stay on that side. I'm on this side.
You can believe what you want, but like you, it doesn't prove anything. My point is, is the list comes out and he's 9 from the NFL exit. Doesn't prove anything. Like I go, ha ha ha, see?
Clueless.
And nobody, right. Until the list says what we want and then it proves the list is right. Well, Ike will not take the pledge.
Well, Jared Goff and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You know, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, I know these guys are good players, but can they go out and do it again?
Oh, my God. What do you mean? Well, Ike won't take the pledge. Jack won't take the pledge. I am taking the pledge. I am an Eagles fan. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care where Jalen Hurts is on the next QB list, no matter where Justin Herbert is, wherever Josh Allen is, it does not matter because we won the Super Bowl.
So a list comes out and he's 2, you're good.
You won't react anyway?
You won't react to that.
What I will say is, if we talk about it on the show... If we talk about it on the show, if we don't bury it, just don't tell Ike, I will say, I disagree with that list.
Right.
That's what I will say.
So you're not saying that we shouldn't have an opinion on lists or react to it. You're just saying the constant meltdown about it.
The personal offense, it's just like,
the people who get offended about it.
Yeah. They get offended by the obvious. It's okay.
Right, stop
it's
it.
Okay.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, if you had asked everybody before the year, what means more to you? Winning the Super Bowl or having 50 unknown coaches in the NFL rank Jalen at 4 rather than 7.
Of course,
we would all just take the Super Bowl. Yes. And I just feel like we as Philadelphia fans are like, for national pundits, we're like shooting fish in a barrel. We're just like, if I ever put out a QB list, I would sure as hell have Jalen 9. Because it's an easy way to make everybody go crazy.
Yeah.
We're bigger than this now. We're bigger than this. We are.
Are we really?
Well, we walk around acting like we are. We're chest beating and like, we're just going, really good. How we see them. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I hear that all day long about how we are the best, we're the best, we're the best, we're the best.
Right.
And then every list, I could put out a list. I should have done this. I could have put out a list by a made-up quarterback. Mm. I could have made him up. I could have said, hey, he played 2 years in the NFL. You know, he started 3 years at Oklahoma, whatever. He says Jalen's 12. And people would have melted down about an imaginary list from an imaginary quarterback. All right, 215-592-9494. Will you take the pledge? Elliot Shore Parks joins us for the 3 o'clock hour to recap joint practice number 2 with the Cleveland Browns. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one of a kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Does Jalen's spot in quarterback rankings still bother you? 75.3% say no. The way people talk and the way people vote, not yes. Elliot totally yeah. lining up.
Shocker.
To me. Yeah,
shocker.
Yeah. I'm asking people that say, no one likes us, we don't care. All right, we won the Super Bowl. Okay, you can say, I think the list is wrong. But yeah. the emotion, the James.
Oh, I've heard James. He's an emotional man.
Yeah.
He's an emotional man.
Very emotional.
I mean,
Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays, every big game, he talks to in the biggest emotion.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He does win games. Yeah, yeah he does win games, yep.
I mean, in terms of, like, me taking the pledge?
I don't think you really need to because I don't feel like you overreact to any of them.
No,
you can take the pledge if you want.
No, I mean, look, like...
I'm not going to ask you not talk about them. You're a content guy.
If I ever tell you I don't care about a list, just take me out back and it's over. Yeah, you know, like, I basically invented lists. So, I mean, I am...
Oh, there it is.
It's not wrong. Like, my 10 quarterbacks I would stats. Have over Sam Bradford, like that... You know,
you invented lists.
I think I was one of the first in the market for sure to make lists part of my thing, without question.
You always do something. You came out with a haymaker.
I think it's true. I'm not even saying I should wear it as a badge of honor. I'm just saying I think. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of lists in the paper in the
Elliot
70s and 80s.
Came out swinging today. Yeah. I invented lists.
Yeah, invented lists. Like, yeah. There were no lists before you.
I mean, I didn't see many. I didn't know like that, were newspapers doing them, like eight quarterbacks.
Top tens.
I don't really think that was a thing. 20s. I don't really think that was a thing before like the year 2000.
Since I was a... I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
All right, we can move on.
All right.
I'm not doing this. Yes.
So,
you
Elliot...
almost got me, though.
I mean, they might have made them. I made them.
So, Elliot, the first thing we're going to... Before we talk about today's practice, you called yesterday's... You always judge wins and losses on the joint
Correct.
Practices.
Yeah.
You said yesterday was a narrow win for the Eagles, though Jimmy Kempsky said it was a win for the Browns. Also, your interception number, you had him at 1.
Yes.
I heard Shil Kapadia have him at possibly 3. You know, had 2 and then 1 possibly with a sack. So it's,
it wouldn't have been 3, but to your overall point, like... Yeah. Yeah, there have definitely been 2 or 3 calls where I have leaned on it not being interception. Now, I can show you the plays and you can tell me, like, the one is a public practice, right? I didn't do it. I didn't count that one. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but my assessment's the same. Like, he's
why
not
are you stumbling
good.
Right now?
I don't know because I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I forgot where I was going. But
yeah. Into a corner.
Yeah, he's... Do you want to talk about today? Or
yes, okay. yes. So how did
talk about you omitting interceptions?
Yeah.
But
tell
here's
the whole
my
story.
Thing. First of all, I'm not omitting interceptions. No. If I decide it's not an interception, it's not an interception. Like, I did
my
the
God.
Stats. I'm not. That's
release
just,
the list.
That's just a fact. Like if I think Jalen was sacked, then I'm not going to count it.
Okay, so that's why you're deciding. I'm just saying when you first said that, you're like, oh, I decide it's not an interception.
Okay, so here's what happens to take you. All right, so
because they don't hit the quarterback.
Yeah. So there are plays where the defensive end gets to the quarterback, but the play continues. And sometimes he gets to him clear enough that the players kind of stop trying. And there can be a gray area where it's like, okay, he threw the ball, but had everyone given up on the play, and it's not completely clear if the play was still happening.
Okay.
And so there's been 2 of those this camp that I can think of. 1 yesterday and 1 in the open practice. I think they were 50-50 calls. And my opinion on both of them, at least definitely on the second one, Jalen and people around him stopped playing. In the first one, watching it live, I thought that when I saw the replay, since people in the crowd could videotape it, I think it's a little more questionable.
Okay.
Okay.
So he didn't look good yesterday.
He did not.
And even if you're saying that it is a toss-up whether they won or they lost, it was clearly close, you know? So how did it look today?
Today was a blowout by the Browns. Like, the Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles. And I thought there was a stretch of practice today that really kind of showed what the day was like. So the first one,
Joe Flacco versus the Eagles first team defense. Jerry Jeudy beats Quinyon Mitchell for about a 15-ish, 20-yard slant over the middle, takes it in for a touchdown. So that's on one field. Then on the field next to that, the Eagles first team offense is going against the Browns first team defense. Jalen Hurts drops back, throws it to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, knocked out by Denzel Ward, incomplete. Back to the other field. Joe Flacco drops back. Touchdown to Njoku in the front corner of the end zone. So that's a touchdown. Then the Browns go for two. They get that with some trick play where they had like a double reverse and the guy ran it in. The Browns were the better team today. They outplayed the Eagles, and I thought they brought more energy than the Eagles did. Like, I have seen the Eagles practice against the Browns 2 days in a row. It happened in 2023. 2023, I thought the Browns won day one, but the Eagles came back in day two and dominated that second practice. I thought the Eagles would come out today with a better performance, and they did not have a better performance. So they lose, and Sirianni and Hurts drop to 10-3. Enjoying practices.
So I guess...
Still a good record.
Yeah.
Still a good record.
Yeah. So I guess that the top of the line question is, and we've had a bunch of calls saying, don't take the training camp stats that seriously. So, but you've always been like sort of on the side of the way that specifically the quarterback plays in camp is indicative of how that quarterback is going to play in the regular season. So there haven't been very many good Jalen days this year.
At least
according to your assessment.
I think the word I would use to describe Jalen's camp is like blah. Like he's not been awful. He's not been great. And to bring up the stats, I think like this is pretty telling. So they've now practiced 15 times and Jalen Hurts has 12 passing touchdowns in those 15 practices. Last year, in those 15 practices, the first 15, he had 22 passing touchdowns. So he had 10 more passing touchdowns than he did last year. In 2023, in the first 15 practices, he had 17. And in 2022, in the first 15 practices, he had 22. Like, I think this is pretty obvious. 22 in 2024 were his best years. 23, he wasn't as good. So when he is throwing touchdowns in camp, he has turned that into good years. This year, he is not throwing touchdowns in camp. It's just not happening. Like, he only has 12 in 277 attempts, 12 in 15 practices. And what's concerning to me is we're going long stretches without touchdowns. So they've practiced 15 times so far. On 9 of those days, he's not thrown a touchdown. Last year, 2024, there was only 5 days. And we still have 3 more days to go. Like, this number could end up being 11 or 12, honestly. So how will it correlate? I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel good about the camp Jalen and the passing offense is having.
So how much? Couple of questions here. Oh, go ahead.
Which means I feel great.
There we go. Well, I did want Joel Embiid in 2013.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he hasn't had AJ basically all of camp, right?
Yeah, but can...
No, go
quickly.
Ahead. I'm just... Yeah.
So I am somebody who has defended Jalen all offseason. Yeah. He should be number 2 in quarterback rankings. He should be at worst 5. He deserves credit for last year. He had a better year than people said.
But you're starting to see what we've been saying.
No. What I'm saying is I don't think they get the excuse of no AJ. Devontae, Dotson, and Goddard are above average to very good passing options in totality. Dotson, we can say, is not a top 2 receiver, maybe, but like Devontae and Goddard are. It can't be every time AJ's gone, then he gets like a free pass. Right?
I agree with you.
Right? Yeah. So like if I'm going to say that the reason they won last year is because of Jalen, and I thought he was the most important player and he was great in the Super Bowl, and like all that is true, I can't then just dismiss 15 days of him being average because AJ's been in and out of the lineup.
So,
but it would explain why he's not throwing more touchdowns.
I honestly don't think it should, though. Like, Devontae is very good. Goddard is very good. Dotson is having an awesome camp. And the offense has the advantage in these drills. Like, AJ didn't practice every single day last year. Like, guys miss practices. Yeah. And so for the number to be 10 below what he had last year, that's a drastic drop-off.
Basically half.
Yeah.
I agree.
And by the way, like, in roughly the same amount of attempts, he had, in 15 practices, he had 25 more attempts. And then he did, so like roughly the same amount.
Right.
So who's caught the majority of these touchdowns? Devontae, right?
Devontae has, I believe, 4. Yeah. Yes.
So here's what goes through my mind, right? So I'm thinking about last year, and you said he had a great camp, at least in terms of completions and no interceptions last year. He had a great camp.
Historic.
They come out for the first 4 games. He's throwing a lot of interceptions. They go into the bye week. They have to change the entire offense and refocus it on the run game instead of the pass game, right? So they had a very sloppy first four games, especially with passing.
They did.
So what I'm thinking is I'm thinking about this camp, and I'm thinking about Kevin Petula going in there and trying to put in. We can go back and forth on whether he's Nick's guy or whether he has a different offense, but he certainly...
Well, he's definitely Nick's guy.
Yes, but my point is, if he is the offensive coordinator, it's just human to say, here's stuff I've wanted to do that I haven't had the chance to do. Mm-hmm. So he's putting in different passing stuff. It's not going well. Doesn't it sort of like, wouldn't you rather this be happening now? And then they figure out what is working and not working prior to the opener. And if they have to just do what they did last year, go ahead and do it because the passing thing isn't working, as opposed to trying to figure it out in the first four games. And because they don't have a bye in the fifth, you know,
right.
the fifth week this
so
year.
So I think there is logic to that for sure. But just for me, I mean, last year, Kellen Moore was a new coordinator and he threw a ton of touchdowns in practice, right? And
like, yes, but then they failed in the regular season.
They did, but ultimately he still had a very good year. So I think a very good training camp last year was an indicator that he was going to have a very good year. And I think Jalen absolutely had a very good year last year in totality. There were certainly stretches where he was not, but ultimately he had the best year you could possibly have. He got Super Bowl MVP and had a career low in interceptions. So without question, his training camp last year was a sign of what was to come.
But it wasn't.
And that's, well, it definitely was.
No, see, if I told, I don't want to do this for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But like, can I just explain to you how I see it?
Yes, you
okay.
can.
Okay. What we saw in camp, what it directly led to was four games that led them to change their entire offensive philosophy. So while he had a good camp, it did not lead to good offense. It was what they changed in the season that led to good offense. And by the way, it was a lot of scaling back on what he did passing. So I can't give the credit. Like those two things don't add up to me.
So the reason they add up to me is because I do agree with you. The first four games were not great. 100%, right? But in totality, and while there was that change for sure where they shifted to a running offense, he still took care of the ball, which is what I said he would do based off of that, right? And he won Super Bowl MVP.
But he didn't take care of the ball in the beginning of the season.
He was also awesome throwing the ball in the championship game in the Super Bowl. And I know there's only two games.
Five months later.
All right, what if at the end of camp...
Five months later, Elliot.
If at the end of camp I would have told you, based off camp, I think he's winning Super Bowl MVP?
But
last year?
Yeah. Yeah, right,
but
like that's what happened.
Yes,
I said he
but
had
there
an
were
awesome
five tri- months between camp, but or six the, months between
but
camp.
But he wasn't terrible for the end of camp to the championship game.
But he was bad enough throwing the ball for them to change the entire offense.
To shift to true. No, I know, to shift to a running offense, but they still threw the ball. I think the way you say that, it's like he was throwing it 11 times a game. He was still averaging, I think, 23 attempts.
After
the bye, it was something like that.
But,
yeah,
but you're saying they just shifted to a running offense. It was the most run heavy offense in the NFL.
I know, I agree with that.
Okay,
but still, he took care of the ball. So training camp was indicative of what was going to happen.
I don't see how you.
Well,
but
we don't have to do 10 minutes on
it. Certainly see it.
I see whether you agree or not.
He took care of the ball while throwing it.
Yes.
In the season, he took care of the ball while throwing it less.
But he still threw it like it was again. He wasn't throwing it 11 times a game. He was still throwing it.
He threw it less than like anybody. I mean, maybe
yeah, like
yes. I agree. He did not throw it a ton, but okay. He still took care of the ball. I don't even think that it's not up for debate. He had a career low in interceptions, and I get the correlation you're saying because he didn't throw it as many times.
Right.
Because they changed.
Right. But also, he did have a career low in interceptions. Would you say Jalen was smart with the football last year? Like, forget all the stats, just watching him. Would you say he was smart with the football?
Well, at the expense of getting sacked.
But no,
I don't think he was as good with the football as you're saying he was. Because
But I would rather have him be sacked than try to throw it under pressure.
But see, he could also get rid of the ball. He could also decide to run. You're acting like sacked behind the best offensive line in the sport
right.
is a good outcome. It's a bad outcome.
I agree, but it's not a worse outcome than turning it over.
Yeah, but that's like saying, well, I wasn't 30 minutes late for work, but I was 15 minutes late, which is better than being 30 minutes late for work.
Well, don't talk about Alex Call like that.
Yeah. I think... I actually think you're taking the facts to fit what you say as opposed to what the facts actually are.
So, but like, I agree with part of what you're saying. That yes. The reason, obviously, right, he had fewer interceptions is because he threw it less. But I also think from watching him every week, it's obvious a key for him was taking care of the ball. And the four games at the beginning of the season don't change the totality of what happened. It's a small portion of the season.
Well, you're ignoring the context of what
no,
happened.
But
you are.
No, I'm not. But like, would you agree overall Jalen last year was focused on taking care of the football?
After the bye week, yes.
Well, I think he was focused all the time. He just did a poor job of it the first 4 weeks. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But no, but I'm saying...
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
He's having a bad camp by his standards.
Yes.
Do you think that means he's going to have a bad season?
I am more concerned about him and the team than I was prior to training camp. Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm not.
Okay, well, all right. Why would you be?
Well, I have the same... Like, my gut is they're trying to put in passing things that he's not going to be good at. They're going to figure out that he's not good at them. And we're going to see an offense incredibly similar to what we saw last year.
The issue with that is it's going to be harder.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, that's the concern for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
And the other concern I would say is, like, they're missing guys, and I understand that's part of the reason for the struggle, but they're probably going to be missing guys this year. Like, when teams play all the way to the Super Bowl, it's harder to stay healthy the next year. So, like, We feel good about Landon not needing the longer surgery for sure, but I don't know what I'm going to get from Landon this year. I don't know if he'll be able to play 17 games. I don't know, you know, so there's that. AJ Brown has missed a lot of time in camp. Do I think he'll play week 1 against Dallas? Yes, I do. I do think he will, but he's missed a lot of camp. Zach Maughan isn't doing 11 on 11. So we can talk about why they lost to the Browns today and say, well, they didn't have all these guys. They're supposed to be way better than the Browns. You don't get to, not you guys, but like, we all don't get to say they have the best roster in the NFL, and then they're missing a few guys, and it's like, well, that's that.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, they're not missing Goddard, and I mean, they're missing A.J. Brown. That's
right.
Important. Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson wasn't in there today.
But I would have, for me, my thing with Jalen and Camp is, I would have, like,
I'm not worried about the Browns. Like, the Browns,
I agree. The Eagles
practice
are better than the Browns. 100%. Yes. The Browns are not going to be a good team this year. But I would have liked to see today the team come out and respond to what I thought. Now, I know it's just my opinion, but like, what was a poor performance yesterday, right? Like, I asked Nick today, how do you think the offense performed in day one? And he said, like, there were too many negative plays. And I think what he means is the interceptions and the penalties. Like, they have had a few penalties. Well, there were penalties today. So it would have been nice for someone that's defended Jalen all offseason for him to come out today, put the cape on, and been like, you know what? AJ's not here, but let's do it. Because I've seen Saquon do it. They had a bad few days of practice earlier in camp. Saquon came out, I think it was a Sunday or a Friday, and was unbelievable that day. He was talking trash. He was running hard. He was scoring. And like, he was a tone shifter. I thought today they needed a win after, even though they won yesterday, it wasn't a great performance. And I thought they were worse today than they were yesterday. So that's concerning to me.
Third week of training camp.
It's for the Browns, too.
Listen, they have been practicing hard. I don't know what the Browns have been doing out in Cleveland. We practice 2 hours a day around here.
Kind of.
I'm just saying.
Which is fine. They're hard practices, but it's like hour 30.
Okay, hour 30. Well, today was. I thought they had a couple
today
of 2 hours.
Today was a short one today. Yesterday
couple 2 hours in there.
They did.
But it's the third week of practice. I'm not going to overreact to it. At some point, training camp becomes a little mundane to you. You just lose it. Now, having another team here, you would think would spark some energy and give you some juice. But maybe they're looking at the Browns like, man, we joint practice with these guys almost every year.
I'll overreact. Ready?
Yeah.
So I have been at every press conference, and what I hear is we compete. Right? We are, like, we compete here at practice. Competition's important to us.
Yeah.
It's great to have players that really love to compete. And practices are hard, and we like that. We want to get 1% better every day. The whole challenge of this year is going to be going into games and not going like, well, we're the Super Bowl champs and like, whatever. So when the Browns come in today with more energy, and the Browns come in and they're celebrating after, touchdowns, and they're dancing in the end zone and all that, I would have liked to see the Eagles team, like, respond to that.
Yeah, because they're the Browns and they're
but that's
with the
that's
champs.
The concern is that
the champs not getting up for the Browns.
I've been told that they're not the champs anymore by everybody on that roster. The 2024 sure. Eagles team is dead. Well, okay, then you don't get to have that attitude against the Browns. If you're really truly going to be 0-0, then when you don't perform well against a team on day one, day two should matter a ton. And I thought on day two they did not play better than they did on day one.
You've been listening to the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.